Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the meat, the nitty-gritty of the world of News Talk Radio with our weekly overview from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the charts for the week of July 26th to the 30th, the end of the seventh month of 2021. Some of the things that are here we've been discussing them before, but there always is nuance to the focus and the people list as well. And we're going to talk a little more than a little about talk radio and some talk radio personalities. But let's get started with the official list, which you can see at talkers.com, and you can also get it at djvshow.com. Michael, welcome to the sphere of influence.
Thank you very much, Doug. And here we go at number 10. Speaking of spheres, there's global climate change, although some people call it climate change and others call it global warming. Whatever you call it, there are things going on.
We call it the weather.
Yeah, things happening with the weather for sure. Mm-hmm. And number 9, the Tokyo Olympics, and that's tied with mental health. Interesting mental health story is the biggest story coming out of the Olympics in terms of this week's conversation, at least. At number 8, we have social media bias and regulations, along with political correctness. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform continue to be hot topics on talk radio. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan. Afghanistan meaning the Taliban, and China have been buddying up with each other now that the U.S. is pulling out. At number 5, we have crime and violence tied with police reform and race relations. No, actually, race relations is at number 3. We have at number 4, the economy, infrastructure, and inflation. At number 2, election denial, voting legislation, and race relations. At number three, I'm a little messed up here.
Okay.
At number 2, we have the January 6th committee hearings. And at number 1, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines and mandates. So just to be clear, the economy at 4, election denial and voting at 3, the committee hearings at 2, and COVID-19 at 1. And that's the way it looks.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's go. Simone Biles, the gymnast, is at number 10. Xi Jinping, kind of a gymnast in his own way, at number 9. Ron DeSantis, he's also a gymnast, at number 8. Actually, they're all a bunch of gymnasts. At number 7, we have the
contortionist, maybe better.
Yeah. We have Harry Dunn, Michael Fanon, and Ankelino Gonell, and Daniel Hodges, four police officers testifying at the hearings this week. Very dramatic and emotional. At number 6, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Dr. Tony Fauci is at 3. Donald Trump is at 2. And number 1 is Joe Biden. And there you go. Donald Trump stays in the national conversation as basically the leader of the GOP.
Is he really?
Well, that's a great question. That's a rhetorical question. But he certainly is. He's the most prominent name thrown around when you talk about the driving forces of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually we're going to have the Don and Ron show eventually.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron and Don.
Wants to run to be president. A couple of names that are not on the list that are of interest only in that they fit into you and me. When we think about people that influenced us, maybe music that influenced us, who that is our age wasn't influenced by ZZ Top, and the passing of Dusty Hill this week is of note. It shouldn't be in the top 10, but I knew that you probably.
It was in my top 10, that's for sure. I was really emotional about it when I heard about it.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, really, really important group in terms of my generation, your generation, album rock, blues, you know, driving rock and roll. I used to call them the raw CD. I used to call them the little old band from the raw CD underbelly of the Lone Star State. ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Billy Yeah, it just, the one who sounds like he should have a beard is the one who doesn't have a beard, the name.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them.
All right. So that's discussed in our DJV download. For those of you who listen to the DJV program, it's at djvshow.com, The Passing of Dusty Hill. All right. So let's go back to our list. Simone Biles is at number 10 on the people list. And there's another person who is creeping into the lexicon, if that's the right word. This fencer named, it's Alan, I think, Hadzik. There's a lot of support among the U.S. Olympic team for Simone Biles. There are some mental midgets here in America who are throwing darts at her because of they think she's a coward or she's a quitter or whatever. Yes. Can you imagine that, given if you really knew the background of what this woman has gone through? And never mind just Larry Nassar. That's enough to set you off when you equate that and past Olympic experiences. This woman has won all kinds of awards for our country, and because she's, you know, she's got issues, and who among us doesn't? So
exactly, you know, it also shows the double standard that we still have between physical disabilities and mental disabilities.
Yes, yeah.
You know, has she a broken leg or some kind of an illness? Oh, the poor thing. But the fact that she's you know, being plagued by, you know, her demons, whatever they may be, that's reason to be embarrassed by her.
And that's why number nine this week is a focus on mental health. I thought it was interesting here in Massachusetts, a lot of people take shots of Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't happen to have their insurance, but they're probably the best known. Wouldn't you agree, of all the insurers who are around here, the secondary carriers as well?
Well, I've certainly heard of them.
Right. So they announced this week they were going to offer online therapy coverage. That is, if you see someone and you have a mental health issue or you want to see a therapist, heretofore it hasn't been covered, but now it will be. In-person visits were different. Online, as you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people started using medical facilities and practitioners, and in this circumstance, mental health practitioners, through the Zoom or whatever other stuff you have to connect. Skype, that stuff.
Right.
And it wasn't being paid for, but now it will be, according to them. So I bet there will be a lot of other insurance companies that will get on to that. There's a company called Brightline that serves people here in Massachusetts, California, elsewhere. And they're dealing with the younger people and their issues. So I'm guessing that Simone Biles would fit right into that. Meanwhile, I mentioned the name Alan Hadzik, who apparently is a... I don't want to... My accusation is not going to be pointed at what some of the members of the team have said, but he apparently has been involved in lots of sexual misconduct, and the members of the... some of his teammates and people who are in the Olympics want him off, want him out. And
well, it's very difficult considering how sensitive we are about political correctness, some of which is founded in reality. In other words, I'm not saying these issues are unfounded, but we're particularly sensitive about them nowadays. It's very hard to have an event such as the Olympics, which is supposed to stand for all of these great ideals, to be without examples of people who stray over the line.
Yeah. Well, the other, you know, you talk about some people and the way their words are interpreted. The mayor of Chicago said this week that she's not going to talk to any white reporters. And that brouhaha, the talk radio world in Chicago anyway, exploded. I don't know that other people are talking about it around the country, but
this is not the first time she's done that. That issue has been out there before. So of course, I mean, it really is a foolish thing for her to do. terrible, terrible thing to do.
All right. Anyway, 15 past the hour, we continue with our talk radio, the talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to get healthy the right way using Calitrin. This is a brief announcement because you've heard me talking about this, although every week we have new listeners, new stations, and that's cool. So if you haven't heard the message about Calitrin, what I would suggest you do, because I can't tell you the whole story in 60 seconds anyway, send you to their website, toploss.com. Go there, get the information about this product. It's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs, everything in it. is certified natural by the FDA. They approve the facilities and the product, which is a huge load off your mind, I suppose, because there are a lot of these weight loss products around that are kind of flim-flammy. No, that's not the situation with Calitrin under any circumstances. Proven to help with weight loss and give you the present ingredients, collagen protein and aloe vera among them. You get a better night's rest. Take these four capsules before you go to bed and get to work. Your body will enjoy it and your body will show you the results. About 45, 50 days it takes for it to kick in. And then if you are on a weight loss program, if you lost weight, you want to keep it off, this is the secret. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, after you realize you can buy a 3-month supply and get another 3 months free using the DJV code plus free shipping, you'll be all set to try it and enjoy the results. Calitrin, available at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here. The listening habits, looks like a lot of people are going back. I didn't realize that. I thought a lot of people stayed with the radio, but some of the trades are suggesting that people are going back to the radio. And the only outfit that wasn't affected by this was News Talk. And the News Talk listenership stayed where it was, which I guess is because people want to stay connected to what's going on, right? Conversation about what's going on?
No doubt about it. It's pertinent.
Yeah, it is. And we'll continue with that pertinence in a matter of moments here. It's 21 after the hour.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're back at the lists, the stories, the people, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the chief cook and bottle washer there, and he and his staff go through listening to stations and hosts, looking at all of the info to come up with a list of the top 10 stories every week. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. I want to bring in a couple of other bits and pieces of talk radio, because a lot of people who I hear from love it when you talk about hosts and what goes on behind the scenes. So there are two talkers in the news this week for very different reasons. One of them is Larry Elder, about whom we have spoken before. He is formerly, or at least on hiatus now, from his national program and local show in Los Angeles. He and I started on the same day, I think, on KBC in 1993. Very good guy. He could be the next governor. He really could. Well, this is not just palaver. There are a couple of different scenarios where Larry could become the next governor of California.
Yes, you're right. It's possible. There is a path. There's a path to it. It's doubtful, but it's possible.
Yeah, it's really very interesting. So I was thinking about other people, other talk radio hosts who have become important in politics. There's a list of people who have been in politics that became talk radio hosts, but how many of them have gone the other way? I guess I was thinking of Pence, maybe to a point, but others come to mind when you think about it, Michael?
Pence, Joe Walsh did it. There's a guy in Minnesota who did it, whose name escapes me. He ran and he got into Congress. You know, it happens. It certainly does. I mean, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, right.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati at one time.
Yeah.
Before that, I think he was a host. How about Donald Trump? He was a media figure, a reality TV star, and a constant guest on radio.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to be a
World
star.
Wrestling, a member of the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame. Think about it. You know,
a lot of characters. All right, now the other talker who's in the news and in conversation is Phil Valentine, who is from Nashville, Tennessee, somebody we all know. He's been a successful talk host there. And a lot of us are, I wouldn't say I was best friends with him, but I certainly am friends, and you are as well. You know him well. What do you make of what's happened in his life this week?
Well, for people who don't know, Phil Valentine is a conservative talk show host. He's the number one talk show host in Nashville, and he also is known nationally. He's had a national show.
Yeah.
And he wasn't an anti-vaxxer, but he wasn't a pro-vaxxer. He took that, that moderate, what do you need it for? But he said, I'm not taking it. The odds of me getting it are very slender, blah, blah, blah. He wound up getting it, and now he is on a ventilator, and there's no change. In other words, his life is in danger as we speak.
Yeah.
And he's said that he regrets that he did not tell people to get vaccinations And his family's put out similar statements. In other words, he's turned around and has a whole different view. This is significant, and it's really a slap in the face and cold water to the face of reality to a lot of people out there.
How so, Michael? Give us a little more of your thoughts on that.
Well, a lot of people have been on the radio, and a lot of people who politicized the COVID-19 challenge and crisis have been equating getting a vaccination with being supportive of President Biden. Yeah. It's been politicized. It shouldn't be.
No.
It shouldn't be politicized. This is bad.
Yeah. I think what this is, it is bad, but yet it is the mantra of many. Certainly you hear some conspiratorial stuff from Alex Jones that seems misplaced, but there are other more mainstream hosts who have caused people to raise their eyebrows. I want to talk about the role talk radio should be playing with you as we continue in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
His order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Sunday night after weeks of negotiations among a group of more than 20 senators. The more than 2,700-page bill includes funding for roads, bridges, broadband, and water systems, with more than $550 billion in new spending over the next 8 years. Introducing the bill to the Senate, Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said that she was proud of the efforts to bring the measure together.
I know it has been difficult, and I know it has been long. And what I am proud to say is that is what our forefathers intended when they created a system of government that required Republicans and Democrats to come together in a co-equal branch of government and work with each other and with the administration to find legislation and solutions that meet the needs of our countries, individuals and families, companies, communities.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is breaking down what makes the Delta variant of the coronavirus so much more infectious. Wendy King explains.
Cases of coronavirus are once again going up in America. The CDC released new information on the Delta variant. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked what information is new.
When you look at the level of virus in the nasal pharynx of people who are vaccinated who get breakthrough infections, it's really quite high and equivalent to the level of virus in the nasal pharynx of unvaccinated people who get infected. That's very different from the Alpha variant. The Alpha variant, the level of virus in a vaccinated person was extremely low compared in the vaccinated people compared to the unvaccinated people. Not so with Delta. So we know now that vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections can spread the virus to other people.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And at least 10 people were injured in a shooting in New York City believed to be gang-related. The Saturday night attack occurred outside of a Queens laundromat, hospitalizing 10 with non-life-threatening injuries. New York City police say they're searching for four individuals connected to the shooting, all of whom appear to be gang members. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's official countdown program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the keeper of the records and the rules here when it comes to the charts, the 10 top stories of the week. We've gone over those, and they're available at talkers.com and djvshow.com, the people list, etc. And I was about to ask you, because we were talking about Phil Valentine and the role that he was playing with his listeners, and we know that Sean Hannity has come out advising people to get the shots, and there are others who seemed at the beginning to not be on board but now changing their tune. I've been on board since the beginning. I think you have been as well, although I did ask a lot of questions about it because I believe my immune system is strong enough I might have been able to do fine, but I didn't want to chance it, especially when my family is involved. I think that's kind of where the rubber hits the road, don't you, Michael?
There's no question. It comes down to selfishness versus, non-selfishness. And I think the wisest course for media people to do is, you know, if you have any doubt about it, you know, just tell people to talk to their doctor about it in terms of whether their own health history, you know, it conforms with it. Some people shouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, let me go into the role of talk radio hosts in this. This is a great question for you, because there are those who argue about talk radio informing, entertaining, what are we supposed to do? And so what are the range of options from your point of view for a good talk?
Be honest and be truthful. Do no damage. I'm all for free speech, but do no damage. And if it's an area that you're not sure about, and we're talking about lives that are being lost, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of deaths. We're talking about, you know, way over 500,000 American lives have been lost. What about over 500,000 American lives were lost in a war or in a natural disaster oh, it would be a whole different thing. But because this damn thing has been politicized, you're going to sweep it under the carpet. But the fact of the matter is, don't mess around. You know, if you go on the air and you do a false report that some terrible thing is happening and people panic, well, you're held accountable for that. So, yeah, this, I'm not talking about free speech.
But are you really? Are you really? Some of the hosts that have come up with some of these cockamamie claims, like the government is sticking. Now, listen, I'm no lover of the government, and people who listen to me know that I'm not. I don't like politicians, none of them, parties, all that stuff. I find it, I just go bananas, frankly. But when somebody says that the government is using the vaccine to stick chips in you so they can keep track of you, I think, but, you know, I say to myself, I think that's crazy and irresponsible, but then I don't know that it's not true. That's the problem. Because
well, you don't
so
know anything
distortion.
It's not true. You don't know anything. This is where you have to, this is where people have to use common sense. And the odds are it's not true. You could say, hey, I've heard a rumor about this, but it sounds like it's nonsense. If you want it, bring it to the table. But the fact is, this is where it becomes interesting, and that is subjective judgment. And the key is do no harm. Don't go out of your way. Don't purposefully give misinformation because, one, you think it'll please your target audience, or two, it'll increase your ratings.
But that's been what talk radio has been about in the Trump era. Hasn't it really and truly? The hosts that say things because they believe the audience wants to hear whatever it is that is the mantra from the person in the case of Trump. There are a lot of
radio hosts making up a lot of stuff. Radio and media saying things and doing things and playing things and presenting things that the audience, that it perceives the audience wanting to hear, has gone on since the beginning of time. It's a matter of doing it with ethics and knowing when you overdo it to step back from that line. What do you think research is? What are people interested in? What do people want to hear? What music do they want to hear? What records do they want to hear? You know, giving the people what they want is one of the pillars of American capitalism. Give the people what they want. What is the market asking
for? Otherwise, you won't be successful, no matter what
you're selling. Exactly. So how far are you going to go? I mean, there are people that want illegal sex. There are people that want illicit, prostitution. There are people that want drugs. There are markets out there. You have to draw the line where your ethics, where your standards, and where your dignity, is defined. What are your boundaries? And that's what it comes down to. I'm not saying that the people that supported Trump or questioned the vaccine were wrong. But if you in your heart believe that something is just obviously not true, and then you do it because it'll get your ratings, keep your job, or keep you from having to deal with, you know, negative blowback on Facebook, well, then you're a coward. And I think a tremendous responsibility comes with sitting behind that microphone. I do not think this is a carnival or another arena for scamming. I think that we should have professional ethics, integrity, dignity, and responsibility. Use the word responsibility. I think responsibility is the key word here. And I'm not saying that as a political statement. I'm just simply saying that in general.
A lot of bunkum. My father used to use the term bunkum. There's a lot of bunkum on the radio.
There's always been a lot of bunkum. There's always been a lot of bunkum in everything. There have been snake oil salesmen all the way back to the beginning of time, carnival barkers, distortion. Yep. You know, step right up, you'll see the two-headed woman. And, you know, she has a pimple on her shoulder. You know, we're being misled all the time. Isn't Madison Avenue and the advertising industry a spin factory to exaggerate and, you know, stimulate?
Get you to buy the product.
Right. So we're
buy, buy, buy. That's how I make my living, telling people to buy stuff. Yeah.
So we're all involved in this vicious cycle. We all are participants in trying to persuade other people to see things our way. We're constantly selling each other. We're selling each other this and that and everything. So
doctors, it's even come down to doctors. You know, politicians, you're mentioning Trump. Trump's made it a point to tell people to get vaccinated, it's certainly of late anyway. And a lot of the people that have supported him when he was, whether he was supporting it or he wasn't supporting it, they thought he wasn't, or it made for a good talking point. But in terms of what goes on, the problem is too many people in our audiences trust the info that comes from the host rather than making up their own minds about things. Whether you read or whether you're, I mean, there's certainly a lot of people hungry for info, but if they trust the host and the host says don't do it, then they're likely not to do it. It's kind of a sad reality, but it is.
Trust and credibility. Have you ever gone to a play or seen a movie that the critic in your newspaper said was terrible and you loved it?
That happens all the time.
Okay. I mean, it's not just, you know, this whole thing of trusting is very subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, trust your teacher. Trust your friends.
Do we trust the audience to make good decisions, though? Is that what is that our job, to trust the audience to make their own decision on this? Because I think that's
I think we should have respect for everybody as an adult to make their own decisions. We're participating in the conversation. You know me. You've talked to me thousands of hours on the radio over decades.
Yeah.
Don't I think things out before I say things?
You also are good at thinking things out as you're saying them. And that's a skill that goes beyond thinking about before. There are a lot of people who prepare to go on the air. I remember watching Limbaugh once when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati, and he came to visit, and I introduced him, and I had him. It was an interesting couple of days. But I remember seeing him sit in the studio when I came in the morning, and he had a little razor blade, and he had three or four newspapers in front of him, and he was cutting out little things with his razor blade that he was using as reference. And there are a lot of people who do this, a lot of hosts, national and regional, local, who spend hours doing just that, so that they can have material. I mean, I think my world is about what goes on the air. Everything I read and absorb. People say, what are you reading for fun? I don't read anything for fun, because I'm always reading stuff that I think I can use conversationally.
Ultimately, that's fun for you.
It is fun for me. It is. Because it all becomes part of the conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're talking about talk hosts and talk radio and the list from Talkers Magazine at 43 past the hour.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Learn how to hear what is really being said. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between content, or the words people use, and process, or how they say those words. In other words, content are the literal words you hear a person speak, whereas process describes the emotion behind those words. For example, if I say, "You know I love you," in a mean way, you are less likely to hear the content, "I love you," and more likely to hear the anger in the tone of my voice. The more you can listen to process over content, the more you can learn how to accurately interpret what people are trying to communicate, and the less likely you'll be to get caught up or offended by the specific words others are using. Plus, when you focus on process over content, you get to avoid being reactive to the mean things others can say when they're angry. For more on how to hear what others are really saying, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, Tech It Out listeners, get ready to jot down a special code to help you earn a free night stay in a hotel, courtesy of Hotels.com. As you may know, the Hotels.com app offers a stay 10 nights, get a night for free feature, which I love. But if you use this code and book a hotel room by August 6th, you'll earn double the number of reward stamps on your stays. So if you book 2 nights, you'll receive 4 reward stamps. Use the code TECHITOUTDOUBLE on the Hotels.com app for double the stamps towards a free stay. To take advantage of this, again, you've got until August the 6th to book a hotel through the Hotels.com app and stay somewhere by January 31st, 2022 for no longer than 5 nights. The offer is available to the first 500 customers. The code again is TechItOutDouble. So be sure to download the Hotels.com app. Happy travels.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Let's move back into the groove here. Michael Harrison and his interview this week is a conversation with a New York host named Mark Simone, who we were just talking about off the air. He's been around for a long time. What made you go to him at this point?
I wanted to have a real good conversation with somebody who has a variety of interests to give us the Big Apple perspective on everything from the reopening of Broadway and music to the state of radio to what's happening with crime in New York. And also he talks a little bit about our colleague Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Who's running for mayor as the GOP candidate. And both of us agree, just like you and I talked about Larry Elder, against conventional wisdom, we think Curtis Sliwa has a very good chance of being the next mayor of New York, which would be an amazing turn of events.
Good God. Can you imagine what a character he is with his beret on, the way he talks? Show me. But Simone does seem, he's been around, excuse me, we were saying he was a jock, but he's been involved in being on the air in any number of ways over the years, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's worked at all the big stations. Yeah. And now he's doing very well at WOR in New York from 10 a.m. to noon. He's been there for a number of years, and he has a big audience. And he does a weekly show on New York One, which is their cable news channel that everybody watches. Or not everybody, but it's big.
Yeah,
And he's a very good conversationalist. So it's just a fun half hour of talking about the issues with a guy that's a seasoned conversationalist. We talk about everything from Donald Trump to Frank Sinatra. And
He sounds like a radio guy, and that's not a pejorative, but to me, he sounds like, you know, there are some people who say, if you're going to be a conversationalist, you have to sound like a conversationalist. Some people accuse me of sounding too radio-ish. I don't know that that's the case, but to each his own. I think that Simone, you can, and Joe Pags is another one of those guys. I think maybe Lars Larson. I'm thinking of the people who have big voices that are on the air that people, you know, maybe pay more attention to because they got a big voice. Who knows?
At any rate, well, ultimately, it's your content. If you have a good voice, it makes it even better.
Yeah. So the conversation, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 after the hour now. An important time every week comes when Victoria Keelan joins me for the review of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria edits the information and presents it to you now, starting with number five. A focus on Instagram and what it's doing for its users.
Yep, so Instagram is introducing changes designed to make the app safer for younger people. This has been a real problem that Instagram's been dealing with. A lot of concerned parents, obviously. A lot of kids have reported some really creepy activity from adults. And so from now on, anyone signing up for Instagram who's under 16, they will have their account automatically set to private by default. The option is there to switch to public, which I think kind of defeats the purpose. But I guess if you're a 16-year-old influencer and you're making money off of being on Instagram, they make the argument that they need their account to be public. But the Instagram's also trying to figure out a way to stop advertisers from targeting kids who are under 18. They're working on that. This is also going to apply to Messenger and Facebook as well, as we know Facebook owns Instagram. On Instagram's site, they said that they're doing more to limit how much problematic users interact with users who are under 16. So you're going to get now, if you're under 16 and someone tries to you know, DM you, send you a direct message, and this person has been suspicious or has been flagged by other young people, you're going to get a warning now that pops up letting you know, hey, this person's already been flagged for being problematic. So there's just so much targeting of young kids on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, you know, controversially has said that they're working on an app that's just going to be for kids under 13, and a lot of parents are not happy about that.
Why should there be an app for those kids? Why should kids be on that stuff at all?
Well, because Instagram makes the argument that kids under 13 are already there, so they want to have them segregated into a separate section where they can protect them more.
That's the parents' fault. If there's a problem with kids that age, there's an interesting read on that. That's back to the parents who allow their children at that age.
But you know how many parents don't even know that their kids have fake Instagram accounts? They're called Instas.
I'm saying don't even give them an advice. They shouldn't have a device until
that's not
they're
realistic.
Old enough to get a license. Well, then you're going to have these problems. All right, number four, The Freedom Phone. Whoopee!
Yeah, so this week, the Freedom Phone got a lot of attention. This is a brand new cell phone, smartphone, that is aimed at the MAGA crowd. Unfortunately, a lot of tech experts have been weighing in on this, saying that this is a security nightmare. It seems like it might be fun, and it's branded towards your political bent, but this is a security and privacy nightmare. There's no security on it. Essentially, it's using an old system from a Google Android, they call it Freedom OS. It's an old modified version of Google Android OS. There's so much wrong with this phone. They have an uncensorable app store, which may sound great, like you can go in and get Parler and you can get all these different apps that you want. However, there is literally no security to back up any of this. So essentially, this phone, which costs $500, and what you're actually getting is a model called A9 Pro. It's a cheap phone that's made in China, which the guy who's pimping this has admitted, yes, this is the phone made in China, that will only cost you $120, but with all of these little, you know, marketing bells and whistles, it's now up to $500. So just be really careful. If you're interested in buying this phone, just know you cannot return it, and there's no tech support. So good luck.
Number three, Major League Baseball trying something that isn't going over very
well. Well, we don't know yet. MLB has just announced that they are going to, you know, they have a sign-stealing problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've seen all kinds of different, you know, tech being involved in this. So now what they're doing is, starting on August 3rd, they are going to begin testing an encrypted wireless communication device that's just between the catcher and the pitcher. It's from a startup called PitchCom, and they're going to start out in the low A West minor league first to test this out. One wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons to signal to press, like, which, you know, which pitch he wants and location. And then the receiver is in the pitcher's cap. So we'll see how far it goes. It might work.
Number two, senators targeting a section to fight COVID vaccine misinformation. There's a lot of that for sure.
Oh, yeah. So we know Facebook has been horrible with misinformation, not taking stuff down. So a group of senators have introduced a new bill that would strip away the Section 230 liability shield if any of these platforms amplify harmful public health misinformation. So this is going to I don't know how far this is going to get. Because this is stripping away Section 230 protections has been something that's been a conversation for a long time, but maybe it'll get traction now that, you know, Facebook has so much misinformation about the vaccines.
All right, tech companies requiring vaccinations, that's number one.
Yep, and the reason we focus on this is because tech companies tend to lead the way in terms of how other offices and industries work. So Facebook, Google, and Lyft and Apple are now all requiring all employees in the office to be vaccinated.
Got it. Top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.